in the character, so it's only Osam Rabon. So it's only Osam Rabon. So Mimele, that means that here it's Korev Lipsikreishin Ishus. Making a chit is only Melochet Rabon. And then the Gemara in Kiyos says that it's only Osam Rabon. So that means that here it's Korev Lipsikreishin Ishus. So the reim is geiles machlekes biktanim avu bigdelim tivre hakel osea. That means he's more machmir than the Rambam. That korev lipsikreishe is osea even ishus. Masheik in the Rambam is not geiles avu bigdelim tivre hakel osea. Bigdelim tivre hakel muter. And even though it's korev lipsikreishe, it's still muter. To the Rashba shite, the Rambam shite is that call of psychiatry is osea, so, but it's only osam rabbonon. So in Meloche, the right say it's osam rabbonon. Masheik in call of psychiatry in Ishvus is muta lechatchile, according to Rambam. Whereas the Reim Shite is that call of psychiatry is osa rim in Ishvus. Alright. Now, we up to the mission. Hateleish meyotit znokov chayim. Visheini nokov pot. Verabshim en peter bozeu bozeu. So the halacha is that otzis nokuf has a din of mechuba, and otzis nokuf kol atere kol et a din of mechuba. Otzis nokuf. So Memila Tanikame says that if somebody is teleish, let's say a parent, or even a herb from a plant that is nokuf, a perforated plant, so Memila is chay vechatos. Because since it's a perforated plant, so it's considered mechuba. And when you are tailish, they are sowing the zroi from that plant, you are in effect tailish from the car. Tailish from the car. So, but if it's a inokuf, if it's an unperforated plant, so then it does not have a din of mechuba. It does not have a din of mechuba. So it's potter. But with the rabbon, it's osa. You're not allowed to pluck out from an unperforated plant, but with Raise, it's not in law. The Reb Shimon Peter was Elbeze. Reb Shimon Shite is that even not a snokov does not have a din of Mechuba. Even not a snokov does not have a din of Mechuba. Alright, Rashi. Atil is what a snokov chai. The Havek in Chuba, the Yenik na Karakel, the Anekev, Shemiriach Lachluches a Karake, the Afil Anekev Bidei. So that din of what a snokov, the distinction, according to the Kame, between Otosnoko and Nokov, has applicated, manifests itself in many Yoni Atom. First of all, regarding Shabbos. So if somebody is Telish from Otosnoko, he's Chayvish from Telish. If he's Telish from Otosheini Noko, he's Potter. Now, then, it manifests itself, this distinction, in Tumim. So if, let's say, you have Zroim in a perforated plant, so they are not Mikabel Tumim. Because it's mechuba. Mechuba is not mikabel tume. If you have zroim in an unperforated plant, it's tolush. So if they come in contact with the sheretz, they come tome. Or another manifestation in tume. Ligabei machshir es hazroim. Ligabei machshir es hazroim. So if it's mechuba, so it's not machshir es hazroim. If it's tolush, it is machshir es hazroim. It is machshir es hazroim. And then it also the distinction between Otznok Shnokov manifests itself Ligabe Mitzvah is Boretz. So if you have a perforated plant and you put it on the karak of Eretz Yisrael and then some food grow in it, some peres grow, so if it's a perforated plant, it's Chayim Trumis Maizris. If it's an unperforated plant, so it's Potter of Trumis Maizris. They're not Gidulei Eretz. So it manifests itself in many, many ways. This distinction between Nokuf and Shein Nokuf. According to whom? According to Nekame. But according to Reb Shimon, there is no difference between Nokuf and Shein Nokuf. So, according to Reb Shimon, so even Nokuf has a din of Tolush, not a din of Mechuba. The Reb Shimon Peter was there with him. Alright. Romele Abayu Lerom. Viamele Rafchie Barav Lerav. Now, Reb Shimon Peter bozeu beze, bein binokuf bein bishein nokuf, al minokuf Reb Shimon kishein nokuf, mashvelei, that nokuf is not anymore mechuber, ten ein nokuf, v'rimine, Reb Shimon ein binokuf lishein nokuf, Elo v'herchas roim bilvad. So Reb Shimon is made that vis-a-vis herchas roim kabbalas tume. So it is. There is a distinction between Nokum and Chain and Nokuv. So, by any Nokuv is Machshir as Azroim, because it's Tolush. Nokuv is any Machshir as Azroim, it's Mechuber, El Hachshir as Azroim Azroim, Biseichei, Otus Nokuv in Mikabel Hechshir Itume, Vishaini Nokuv Mikabel Hechshir, Titolushu, Voreb Shimin Komalei. So, in other words, Reb Shimon is made the Tiv the Zroim in a perforated plant. Will become moistened by water, so they will not become mukhshal kabbalas tume. But if the zroim in an unperforated plant will become moistened by water, so then they will become qualified to be mukhshal tume. V'ho Reb Shimon komalei, v'ho ekom Reb Shimon. Ein beleket dil rabon ni ketuve do mechay anok v'mishim shabes upatra shini noko. So what's his kashi? So he says, so the kashi of Abayi was, from this Mishnah it appears that there is no difference between Nokuv and Cheini Nokuv. But over there, Reb Shimon says, in the price, there is a difference. There is a difference in what? In L'Hachshir Asas Oyin. Amalei, so Rabbi says, L'chol Mile. In regard to everything, Reb Shimon Kitolush Mashiv. So it's not different than in Nokuv. Vishanali and Tume, that Hiro Hipsotaro, it's Uzroi, Shenemar al Kolzera Zorua Asher Yisra. Lechol mila lishabes, viliknis bimshiche, viloi bikesev, uli pruzbul, sheni nichtevel ala karka. Now the halacha is that pruzbul in nichtevel ala karka, that when can the malve execute the pruzbul, that he should be able to collect the debt after the shnas hashmite, only if the leve is karka, from which to collect. Mashein kin delei ves no karka, he only has mitaltalin. So then the pruzbul is not effective. So the whole mile Reb Shimon considers otis nokuv as tolush. The Shabbos, in other words, if someone is tailish from otis nokuv, he's potter. And if the kinyan is done through a mishiche, so he's kenet, because it's tolush, it's tam mitaltalin. And it's not kene because. Because only karka is nikid b'kesef, but mitaltlo is nikid m'shiche. V'liprutzbo, suppose the leiv has no real estate, and the only thing that the leiv has is an otis nokuv. According to the rabbanon, it's considered as if the leiv has real property in real estate, because otis nokuv itself is real estate. Mashenkin, according to Reb Shimon, that's mitaltlo. So mele a prutzbo cannot be executed. So. But only the gabitari, a gabitum, Asher Yisra, especially there's a cause. Asher Yisra, kiter Asher the Meitzel Yisri, limute mechuba koldu, lehoche an Yisri esiseira dikro, umiu sheinino kuf tolish gom. Tolish gom. Alright, now. Boi minei ha'u sove, mi rabzei, sheiresh kineged nekev mal. So Reb Shimon holds, except the gabi hachshah zroim, Reb Shimon holds that Nokuv is not different, is not any more mechuber than Sheni Nokuv. How about so the house of a raise the question? How about the case where the sheiresh is mamish kineged neged? Sometimes you have a plant and the sheiresh is not kineged neged. So then there is less unique from the karaki. But if the sheiresh is mamish neged neged, so then there is more yinike from the karaki. So there is a greater degree of yinike. Maybe in such a case, Reb Shimon is made that it is mechuta zelion mechuber. Maybe Reb Shimon only holds it's not mechuber where the yinike is a minimum, but where the yinike is very substantial. Let's say if sheiresh kineged neked, so then the yinike is very substantial. So then Reb Shimon is made or not. This is what Ahu Sovi inquired from Zeir. Shemesh kineged nekev mali om Rav Shimon ishtek. So Rav Zeira kept quiet. He did, in other words, he had his opik. He kept quiet because he wasn't sure. In other words, he had his opik. Maybe Rav Shimon holds that even in the case of Shemesh kineged nekev, where there is a substantial yinike from the kargeilo, even in such a case, it was not a midin of nechuba. So he didn't answer. Another time, the Ahusove observed that Rav Zeira said, "Umeider Rav Shimon shenikav v'deita rosi." Now, what is nikav v'deita rosi? We are dealing with the klicheres. So the shiurim of Afkoes tumel gabi klicheres are as follows: If it is a kele that is miyuchedli mashkin, if the klicheres is used to contain water, a liquid, mashkin, so then if in ekev ki kenis mashkin occurs in that kele, ki kenis mashkin means that the ekev is so large that if you put it on water, so water will get in. You see, there is a lower ekev, a smaller ekev. A smaller nekev is gilei mashke. So of course, it doesn't require a very big nekev in order to leak out, in order that water should leak out. But it requires a much larger nekev in order that water should penetrate into the kele. So the halacha is, if you have a kele, a kli cheres, that has a small nekev, and if that nekev is so small that no water will penetrate through that nekev, but water will only leak out through that nekev, so then it still has a chalishem kele, and it's mikabutum. But if the kele is so large that not only can water leak out through that nekev, if the nekev is so large that not only can water leak out through that nekev, but if you put it in water, so water will penetrate through that nekev into the kele, that's kekeles mashke. So then the shem kele is poka, and it's not mikabutum, it's pokatum. So that's one shield. But so in other words, nekev kekeles mashke is sufficient to be mafkia tume from a klicheres that is used for containing mashke. But suppose the klicheres is used for containing ochlin, so then even if the nekev is so large that water could penetrate through it, it's not mafkia tume. But only if the nekev is as large to allow an olive, that's a much larger nekev, an olive to come out, to fall out. So then it's mafkia de tume of a kele that is miyuched leichlin. But if a certain klicheres is used for pomegranates, for remaining, to contain remaining, that's a very large pere, so then even if in a kele that is large, like meitzi's eyes, so occurs in it, so it's not mafkia tume unless a very large nekev, ki meitzi rimein will occur. These are the clothes. So here, yes, team. Chode zim lechode ashri yosim. Koma min Rav Shimon shenikav yeta rosei. What it mean nikav yeta rosei? Ki meitzi zayis. That Rav Shimon is made that if you have an otis nokov, where the nekev is more than sheresh kodem, but the nekev is ki meitzi zayis, is sufficiently large nekev, so that an olive will fall out through it, so then that kind of a notzi that has this kind of a nekev, even Rav Shimon will be made that has a din of a nechub. This is what Rav Zeira said. So the Sovi said, Omale, hash the sheresh kineged nekev, boi menoch, vilo yamret lo vilo mide, nikav videi tarose mi boye. So he said, now, in regard to the case of Sheresh Kineged Nekev, where that allows an abundance of Yenike to be drawn through that Nekev, if the Sheresh Kineged Nekev, even though the Nekev is only Kisheresh Kotel, but if the Sheresh is Kineged Nekev, so then it allows a an abundance of unique to take place. So even in regard to that kind of an ekev, you had this offic, maybe it's not mechuber. So certainly nika v'detarose, where such an abundance of unique is not possible. So it certainly should not be considered mechuber. This is what he said. Rav Zeir never said that if nikav b'deita rosei kimeitzi zayis, so then it has a dinner mechuber. That not, but Rav Zeir said that if the nekev is very low in the keile, So that, let's say this is the Kele, and then this is the Otis Nokuf, and then the Nekev is so low in the Kele that you couldn't keep there, it couldn't contain a Reviz, so then Rav Shimon Leide, it has a din of Mechuber. Why? What's the difference? What's the special significance in the fact that the Nekev is so low, mi boye, if the Nekev usually implants, the Nekev is mamesh in the Shalayim. So low mi boye, if the Nekev is mamesh in the Shalayim, then Rav Shimon is made it. But even if it's not mamesh in the Shalayim, but the Nekev is natsat, but it's very low, so that a reviz could not be contained. So then Rav Shimon is made it, Zimchubah. So when is Rav Shimon chilik and Rabbanon, if the nekev is relatively high in the kele, in the definitely, so that in spite of that nekev, so you could still keep a reviz, because it will only start leaking out here at this position, at this level, and all the water beneath that nekev will not leak out. So in such a case, now what's the yiches? What's the special significance in the fact that the nekev is so low in the otzitz that it couldn't contain a reviz? What's the yiches? Now let's see the Rashi. Ma'ali Yomar Rav Shimon, mi meide do b'mchuba uhan sheresh, v'yitol shloi b'shabes mechayim, zimnim pam achera shim nikav otzitz b'dharosi, v'yishim nitmo nita b'shvirezu, והיינה כמייצי זייז. ראש אין תאי עשי עשי נתיק. ניתנם מסך הסקלים. כלי חרס או עושו לאיכלי. שיעור הכזייסים. So סתם כלי חרס. So שיעור הכזייסים. Except if the כלי חרס was set aside as a כלי תשמיש for pomegranates. But סתם כלי חרס that is מיוחד לאיכלי, it wasn't set aside explicitly for containing pomegranates, so then the naked that is mafkia tume is kmeitzis eyes. Klicheres oy sleich lishur kizaisi. Umeid rabshim ebohod choshem mechuba. Kol azroin shebeseich gisu lahavikli. Nir dem vitam. Nikem vitaros niboy. The havel misuke beibahana the lavke neged naked. Veat pashtet ulikul mechubani. It mali rabzeira the meid rabshim bishim naked. Hochu di itma. Shimnika fumato mervi. Shimimarzi kervi. Itzman naked fumato. Di potzami hochel lavkelo. But lav kele, and suppose it can keep a reviz, it's still not kele. The answer is there are two concepts of kele. I mean, in mikvois I discussed it at great length. There are two types of kele al pidin. There is one type of a kele that the halishem is a kli tashish, a functional kele. So we got bitume. So the halishem kele depends upon tashmish, upon the functioning of the kele. Now certain kelim are mikabel tume even if they are pshutim without a kibul. Let's say pshutik lematres. So it's mikabel tume. So what's the yiches of a pshutik lematres? Not kibul. The yiches consists in its function, its tashmish. So even ligabe kliyitz or klicheres, where pshutik kliyitz and pshutik kliyitz are not mikabel tume, so it doesn't mean that the halishem of kele ligabe tume depends or Pankiru. No. As far as Tumi is concerned, Kabbalah's Tumi is concerned, it doesn't depend upon Kiru. It depends upon Tashish. Ligabi Shov. So that depends upon Kiru. In other words, if something comes into Ikele, so then the Mayim becomes Shov. But as far as Kabbalah's Tumi is concerned, it doesn't depend in any way upon Kiru. It depends upon the Tashmish. But certain Kelim, like Limatres, have Chshives of Ikli Tashmish, even without Kiru. Certain Kelim, like Licheres, Leitz, have no Chshives as Ikli Tashmish if they have no Kiru. But if they have, even if they have Kiru, so the Chalishem Kele depends not upon the Kiru. It depends upon the Chshives of the Tashmish of that Kelim. So that's one halacha of Kele, Kli Tashmish. Kli Tashmish. And then there is a halacha of Kli Kibul. Let's say Ligabi Shov, for example. So that depends whether the Mayim were contained for a moment in a Kli Kibul. So the Mele, in the case, so when the Sovi at first thought that Rav Zeire said, so the Shem Kele is Poka. So if the Shem Kele is Poka, so Mele it has a din of Mechubea. So he meant, so that meant that according to Rav Zeire, even if the Shem Kele Tashmish is Poka, the Halei Shem Kele Tashmish is Poka. Because Nikabli Tarose, so what is Poka? The Chalishem Kli Tashmish is Poka, not the Chalishem Kli Kibul. That doesn't depend upon Birdei Tarosei. Birdei Tarosei is a halacha in Tumei, in Kabbalah's Tumei. So at first the Sovi thought that according to Rav Zeire, so if the Shem Kele, the Shem Kli Tashmish, Ligabi Kabbalah's Tumei is Poka, so Mimele, if Rav Shimon is made that it has a din of Mechubea, so yes, the mikashe hashdishi yeshkineget nekev boi menoch v'leamet limide nikev v'tarosim iboi. So Rabbaye v'itma lehod Rav Zeire hochlo d'itma umei de Rav Shimon shimikav limato merevis. In other words, when is Rav Shimon made that otis lokov has a din of mechubea, that is, if there is a nekev limato merevis, so then the otzit is not a Kli Kibul altogether, because it cannot contain any substantial quantity of water. If, let's say, it can contain a Reviz, so it's a Kli Kibul. But if it cannot contain a Reviz, so it cannot contain any substantial quantity of water. It can only contain, because it can only contain a few drops of water, not a substantial quantity of water. So Mimele does not have a Chalishem Kli Kibul. If it does not have a Chalishem Kli Kibul, so Mimele, Rav Shimon will be made that it has a din of a Mechubea. Why? Because according to Rav Shimon is also made that in a Notzi Snokuv, I mean, Rav Shimon is not Chilik and the Rabbonon and the Chachomim in a regard to Mitzies. Now the Chachomim say that if you have an Otzis Nokuf, it has a din of a Mechubea. In Kol HaTorah. Why? Because, as Rashi explains it, the Havik Mechubea, the Yenik min HaKarke al V'Hanekev, Shemiriach Lachluches HaKarke, V'afil HaNekev V'Deivne. That's the Mitzies. When you have a Nekev in the part, in the Otzis, so then it draws Yenike. It draws Yenike from the Karke. That's a mitzias. Reb Shimon doesn't argue with that. And if Reb Shimon had argued in regard to that mitzias, why would Reb Shimon be made a ligabi zroi, ligabi to Kabbalah stume, that it has a din of mechubea? If he argues on the mitzias. So obviously, as far as the mitzias is concerned, Reb Shimon concedes to the Chachoni that when you have a nekev in a notzit, so then he draws unique sustenance from the karkoel, from the karkoel. Because of that, the Chachamim say, since it was unique through the Nekev from the Karko Eilom, so it's Mechubea. So it's considered Mechubea. And Reb Shimon holds, no, it's not considered Mechubea, even though it was unique. Why? So because it is contained, because the Ofor is contained in the Kelim. Masha'inkin, if the offer will not be contained in a kele, then Rav Shimon will also be made there, that it becomes bottled to the karkayim. Only when it's contained, the only reason as to why Rav Shimon holds that it does not have a deal mechuber, because the offer in which the zroim grow is contained in a kele. So that's mafkia the deal mechuber. But if it will not be contained in a kele, Rav Shimon will be made there. Now suppose you will pluck out a clod of earth from the karkel, and then you'll put that clod of earth that was detached from the karkel upon the karkel, and then zroim will grow on that clod of earth. Then Rav Shimon will be made that the zroim that will grow on that clod of earth that was detached from the karkel, but is lying on the karkel, has a din of mechuber. When does Rav Shimon say that he does not have a din of mechuber? Even though Rav Shimon is made that the Metzias is that through the Nekev he draws in Nekev from the Karka Ilom, because the offer in which the Zroim grow so is contained in the Kele. So Memele, since it's contained in the Kele, so it's Monach Bikade. If it's Monach Bikade, it cannot have a din of mechuber. Masha'in Kein, if the Shem Kele will be Pokal Gamre from there, so it's not Mona Bikade. So Memele, it's like Zoim that grow on a detached plot of earth that is lying on the Karko Elom. So then Rav Shimon will also be made there. So in the case where it's Nikav L'matam Reviz, so then it's not only the Chaleishem Kli Tashmish is Pokal. If it's Nikav L'Tarose, it's only the Chaleishem Kli Tashmish is Pokal. But the Chaleishem Kli Kibul is not Pokal, because it still can, the Nekev is high in the Defen Akli, so it's still, so even when all the water leaks out, so after the Nekev, water will remain, a Reviz water will remain in the Kele. So it still has a Chaleishem Kli Kibul. Masha'in Kein, if it's very low, so then all the water will leak out, only a few drops of water will remain. So that means it doesn't even have a Chaleishem Kli Kibul. If it doesn't have a Chaleishem Kli Kibul, so the Zroim that are in that offer are to be considered like Zroim that grow on a clod of earth that was detached from the Karka Elom, but is lying on the Karka Elom. So in such a case, Rav Shimon will be made there. It has a dinner. Alright. V'yit mal Rav Zeire, the made Rav Shimon Shinekev Ochod Yitmar, Shinikav Lemato Merviz, Shinemarzik Reviz, Menanekev Lemato, the Botza Mehochel Aftrei. Alright. Now let's see the thesis. V'remini, that's an ikeo medal. V'remini, Rav Shimon Eimer in Binokov, Teime Michael Pork. So this Gemara is very strange. So what did Abaye, what kind of a kasha did Abaye raise? You hear from this Mishnah, it's Mashma, that according to Rav Shimon Nokov and Shimon Nokov have the same status. But from the price, it's Mashma that there is a difference between Nokov and Shimon Nokov. So the kasha is, what kind of a kasha is it? What does the Mishnah say here? Does the Mishnah discuss here Kolati Rekule? The Mishnah discusses here Shabbos. That according to the Chachomim, in regard to Shabbos, there is a difference between Nokov and Shimon Nokov. So if one is stalish from a Nokov, he's Chai V'chatos. If he's stalish from a Nokov, he's Potter. According to Rav Shimon, even if he's stalish from a Nokov, he's still Potter. He's still Potter. That's the only thing that Rav Shimon says. Rav Shimon doesn't say that in everything there is no distinction. Rav Shimon in our Mishnah only says that vis-a-vis Shabbos, vis-a-vis Teilish, so there is no difference between Nokov and Shimon. So what's the kashe? Alma Nokov and Rav Shimon Shinokov, what's the Riminu? Rav Shimon named Marim bin Nokov and Shimon Nokov, for Lachshos Choyim Belvat. So what does he say? So he says the same thing, that only vis-a-vis Choyim, vis-a-vis Hechshatume. So there is a difference between Nokov and Nokov. But vis-a-vis anything else, vis-a-vis Shabbos, there is no difference. So what's the stira between the Mishnah and the Braise? On the contrary, the Braise confirmed the Mishnah. The Mishnah confirmed the din of the Braise. That's the kasha of Taisa says. Tim, my kapora, vo bahar Braise namikotone, to him must listen. The whole mila nokov kishin nokov, bamli nechshos roim, bavad, vi kasha le maishne shabbos nechshos roim. That is the kasha. So why does he have to mention the Mishnah? Let him just discuss the difficulty in the Braise itself. So since Ligabi Shabbos, Nokuf and Sheni Nokuf, so is the same thing. Even though it is likule upoter v'chein liinklayim miseches klayim, so Rav Shimon says that there is no difference between nokuv sheni nokuv. So in other words, that nokuv has the same kule sheni nokuv sheni nokuv. Everybody agrees that tevis v'shabbos is poter. So Rav Shimon says likule that nokuv has the same din like sheni nokuv. Ligabi Shabbos. Since we see from Reb Shimon in the Mishnah that Nokuv has a din of Tolush, even Nokuv has a din of Tolush, not only Sheni Nokuv, Likule, so certainly it means that Midraise, according to Reb Shimon, even Nokuv has a din of Tolush. And if Likule, so Lechumre, it certainly has a din of Tolush. If Likule, it has a din of Tolush. So Lechumre, it certainly has a din. It certainly has a din of Tolush. Lechumre. So Memele, Ligabi Hechshel Zroim, Tolush is a Chumre. Ligabi Shabbos, Tolush, the status of Tolush is a Kule. But vis-a-vis Hechshel Zroim, Tolush is a Chumre. Because, mitantali, Tolush is Machshir, is Mikavutume, Mechubea is not Machshir, is not Mikavutume. So Memele it should follow. From this is the Kasha of the Gemara. Since the Rav Shimon here says that Ligabi Shabbos, Likule, so Otis Nokuf has a din of Tolush, so that means Midraisi has a din of Tolush. So the Chumre certainly should have a din of Tolush. The Chachomim are not going to be Meikil and the Draisa. So since we see that it has a din of Tolush Likule, that means Midraisa it has a din of Tolush. So Memele, it should have a din of Tolush Lechumre too. Chumre too. And Ligabe Hechshos Roim, where Tolush is a Chumre. Tolush is Machshir. Reb Shimon says that it's not Machshir. That Nokuf is not Machshir. That's the Kash. So then the question is, how will you explain the price? How will you explain the price? So the price could be explained. The price could be explained. The aim is nokuv shinokuv, the chumre nokuv shinokuv shovi, v'yazlinu lechumre, the mokim da'ave tolush chumre, chashvinun tavaye kitolush, v'yave mechubeh chumre, k'mishabes ikloim, chashvinun tavaye kimchubeh, elo be'achshas roim, delo yachmiru le'achshu ve'nokuv kitolush, kishen nokuv, al upmati adine lechoshev kimchubeh. So in other words, so if not for the Mishneh, so then we could explain. We wouldn't have any difficulty with the price itself. We could explain the price. Because we could say the pshat in the price is as follows. When the price says, Ein binokuv l'shein binokuv, el hachshir zroim b'lad. So it doesn't mean that nokuv in kolatir ekule has a din of tosh. No, that doesn't mean. There is alpidin, so nokuv and shein binokuv have the same status. So in other words, So wherever Tolush is the Chumre, so then even Nokuv has a din of Tolush. And wherever Mechuber is the Kule, and wherever Mechuber is the Chumre, so then even any Nokuv has a din of Mechuber. This could be the pshat in the price. And not that the price doesn't mean in binokuv v'shein binokuv that every nokuv is nokuv has the same din as itosh. No, the price is only saying that nokuv and shein binokuv have the same status. So wherever tolush is the chumre, so then even nokuv, which with the raise, is mechuber. So lechumre it is treated as tolush, and wherever mechuber is the chumre, let's say look like Rabbi Shabbos, so even any nokuv is considered mechuber. So with the rabbonon, you're not allowed to be tailish. Even from a notzi sheni nokuv. So the pshat in the price is not that every nokuv has a din of tolush. Midraise, there is a difference between nokuv and sheni nokuv, according to Rav Shimon. Nokuv midraise is mechuber, sheni nokuv midraise is tolush. But midrabbonon, so nokuv and sheni nokuv have the same status. So ever. No, tolush is the chumre. So then, even nokuv which midraise is mechuber, so is to be treated midrabbonon like tolush. And wherever mechuber is the chumre, so even sheini nokuv which midraise is tolush, so midrabbonon it should be treated mechuber. So mele, let's say even sheini nokuv on Shabbos midrabbonon you're not allowed to be tailish v'motzi sheini nokuv, even though midraise and in nokuv is tolush. But midrabbonon, so the same chumres that apply to nokuv apply to sheini nokuv, and midrabbonon the same chumres that apply midraise to sheini nokuv apply midrabbonon to nokuv. This is how the price could be explained. V'asnu lechumre dimokim da'avet tolush chumre chashvin tavaye kitolush v'yavet mechuber chumre kmo shabes ikloim chashvin tavaye kimchuber elo behechshel zroim t'lo yachmiru la'achshuve nokuv kitolush kesheini nokuv. But, so then, so the Gabi Hachshos Choyim should also say the same thing. The answer is, since midraise, nokuv, Reb Shimon is made, that nokuv is mechuber, sheini nokuv is not mechuber. So, here the Chachomim did not apply the chumre midrabbonon, that even nokuv should be considered lechumre as tosh. So there is a special kulah, leniency, that the Chachomim applied ligabei Hechshos Roim. But except for Hechshos Roim, so the Reb Shimon Shite is that midraise nokuv is mechuber, sheini nokuv is tolush. But midrabbonon, nokuv and sheini nokuv have the same din, have the chumres of each other. So wherever tolush is the chumre, so then, midrabbonon, even nokuv is considered tolush. And wherever mechuber is the chumre, so midrabbonon, even sheini nokuv is considered mechuber. But, ligabei Hechshos Roim, the Chachomim did not apply this chumre. Elo Hechshos Roim, lechmiru lachshuv nokuv kitolush, ki shenokuv leik madin lachshuv kechuber. Vitzorach leimah lefizeh, deintir min Reb Shimon min hanokuv al peres hakilim bikarke, kmoi beini nokuv deazlin lechumre. So Memeila, the kasha of the Abaye was, but from the Mishnah it doesn't seem like that. From the Mishnah it seems that Nokuv has a din of Tolush. Nokuv has a din of Tolush. Now the question is, how does it seem from the Mishnah that Nokuv has a din of Tolush? Has a din of Tolush Ligamre? Has a din of Tolush Ligamre? Even that Nokuv has a din of Tolush Ligamre. How does it seem from the Mishnah? Because Abaye assumed that when the Mishnah says Reb Shimon Peter Bozeh Ubozeh, why? Because even Nokuv is Tolush. So Reb Shimon said Peter, he didn't mean Peter from Skile, Peter from Kores, but Peter even from Makas Marus, Peter from everything. After all, from Lochad Rabbonon there is Makas Mardus, and here Reb Shimon says Peter, so he means Peter from everything. Even from Makas Mardus. What does it mean? That according to Reb Shimon, Nokuv is considered like Tolush, Ligam. That's the kasha of Abaye. Oh, so then the Abaye gives the Chovi gives the Teretz. No, the whole Miller Reb Shimon Kitolush Mashalei. The Pshat is not as you Abaye assumed. In Minokuv Shein Inokuv that Midraise Nokuv so Nokuv is Mechuber and in Inokuv is Tolush. But Midrabonon Bein Nokuv and Bein Shein Inokuv for the Chumres of each other. No, the Pshat is that Reb Shimon holds that Nokuv is not Mechuber at all. But there is a special Zerasakosu that Nokov has a dinner with Mechuber, Ligabi Hershazoi. Alright. Now, Viri Pirish Dochenbach. There is a similarity between Rabbi Netam's Pshat and the Riz Pshat. Viri Pirish Dochenbach. Reb Shimon Eimerim Minokov, Shinin Nokov, Hershazoi Milvad. Vichim Ligabi Hershazoi Mchoshim Nokov, Kim Chuber, Aval Gab de Havel, Lehokel, Shinin Mikabel. Hechsher, Shmamanu Midraise Choshev Kim Chuber. Di Midraise Choshev Kitolush. So in that, the Riz Pshat conforms to the Rabbi Netam's Pshat. But the difference between the Riz Pshat and the Rabbi Netam's Pshat is in regard to the Abaye's interpretation of the Braise. So he says, So Ava Kadav Loko Shemikab Lehechsher Shmamanu Midraise Choshev Kim Chuber. Di Midraise Choshev Kitolush. Hecham Tavinu Midrabonon Kishenok Ben. Tume, kim nikib lech shmatere, vim kin hodik tone bereish in the price in inokov shin inokov, al kochoch laase shneem kim chibori. That's the pshat in the price. This is how Abaye assumed the pshat in the price to be. That when the price says in binokov shin inokov, so it means that everything is mechuber. Whereas the Mishnah implies, in the Mishnah Reb Shimon implies, that everything is tolerush. So that's the stira. Al kol as shnei kiborim, v'lo as shnei kipushim. Kim nokov choshev kichuber midraise, uvechol mila nokov ve'ni nokov kichuborim. Chutz me'achshos roim milvad, da'ach merabonu litmuy kishini nokiv. So in other words, so the kashe of Abaye is from the Mishnah it appears that according to Reb Shimon, even nokov is tolush midraise, and from the prices it appears that everything is mechuber. That everything is mechuber. That even Shein Inokov is mechuber. So that's his theory. So Rovi gives the Teretz. No, the pshat in the Braise is not that everything is mechuber. Everything is tolush. Even Inokov is tolush. But there is a special Tzeres HaKosuv vis-a-vis Achshos Roim that Inokov has a din of mechuber. But In respect to everything else, Nokov has a din of Tolosh, like Shein. Vashdim Shalashapia, Shanu Yintume, those who would call Rahman Behosh Nokov in Chuber, I will hold me a Hosh of Kitosh, Loha Potamaslis, I will caution you like Perushim, the Komar Al Nokov Reb Shimon Kishin Nokov Mashvalay, Mashma the Boy Lasuya Mipraise, with Mashma Nokov Kishin Nokov, Vizayne, Vishnu Forish Dorekoma, Al Nokov Reb Shimon Kishin Nokov Mashvalay, the Minu, the Adarabe, Shein Nokov Kinokov Mashvalay. Void pirishim. The Orekoma. Ein binokov v'shein binokov. That the pshat. Now, whatever Teisva says in the first lotion of the Reed, the second lotion of the Reed, so it all relates to a biased interpretation of the Braise, but it's not our demes. So, void pirishli, the Orekoma. This is how Abaye understood the Braise. Of Ein Binokuv L'Shein Inokuv. So he says, Ein Binokuv L'Shein Inokuv L'Yemayser U'Peyo U'Klayim V'Chiv N'Chsiv B'Usot Chov V'Kalmecho V'Chein B'Mayser K'Sivaye Yitziya Sod Shono Shono Chshiv Etolush B'Inokuv B'Shein Inokuv V'Ein B'Chili K'Alein Hechsher Zroim V'Chol D'Domelu כי אין שבא שאין פלויים בדובו שהוא חושב סודה אלו בתולוש ומחובר ובהנה לא יהיה בנוקוב כשאין נוקוב וזה עושה שפיר עוד יקומר על מנוקוב רבשים כשאין נוקוב משהו לי ורמינה למשהו נוקוב שאין נוקוב Now this is very strange, this is pshat. So what does he say? That Abaye understood the price he's saying אין בנוקוב לשאין נוקוב in regard, let's say, to mitzvah תלויים בארץ. So where it's told in Sotcho, Kamecho, how Ayeti Asod Shon Shon. So in regard to Mitzvah Satruis Boretz, so Reb Shimon holds that it's Tosh. wird noch konfiskatorisch. Maschenken, die gab ich Schabbes. Die gab ich Schabbes. Und Schabbes sind Reuen. So, Maschenken, die gab ich Reuen. Und Schabbes, du, ist like Reuen. So Reb Shimon is made it, there's a dinner with Mechuber. So maybe there is a kasha, there is a stira. Because here Reb Shimon says, Ligabi Shabbos, that there's a din of Tolush. And according to Abayis, in the understanding of the price, Reb Shimon is saying that Otis Nokov has a din of Tolush. Of Tolush, only Ligabi Mitzvahs at Lois Boretz. But Ligabi Zroim and Ligabi Shabbos, it has a din of Mechuber. So then, so Arovi gives a teretz, no. Reb Shimon only holds that it has a din of Mechuber Ligabi Hechshazroim. But Ligabi Shabbos, Reb Shimon is made it as a din of Torush. So Mimele, there is no stira between the price and the Onish. But we have to understand what was the pshat of Abaye according to his second Rosh. Now, I want to mention a certain chiddush of my father. With that, we can understand the second portion of the Rebbe. Even though, I mean, the Ri says just, you could say that the Ri is saying just the opposite of what my father says, but he operates in the same lines. Now, there is a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara in Shabbos that Piyale from the base. That Piyale from the base, goofy. Omar is Lokish. Tzreya Sholu Beyasovin. Mutali Kaneyabo. Vatelish Menu Bishabes Chayev Chatus. So in other words, if you have a tzreir, a piece of wood, and then asovim, some herbs, grew on the tzreir. So it's mutali kaneyab. Mutali kaneyab, Rashi says, deini mischaven lisleish, umutad aloche krepshin, vaatilish meno mischaven chayiv, dimokim giduliyu, because it's mechuber. It's mechuber. Chayv chadus. Omar Rav Popeh, Shmanum, Rish Lokish, Hay Papise is an Otis Nokov. Shore Lit Al Tur, Maskilo Rav Kane, Imom Gul Itzirech, Imo Shulei Litzirech, Omar Abaye, Papise, Hoyu Otis Nokov, Hoyu Vyosel Yidon, Neimi Bomils, Hoyu Munach Al Gabi Karka, Vinyach Al Gabi Yiseides, Mechayv Mishin Teileish, Hoyu Munach Al Gabi Yiseides, So if you have an otisnok, is mechuber. Then you pick it up from the karka and you put it on the seides. So then you are chayev mishum teilish. So how is it mashma from this gemara that when does an otisnok have a din of mechuber only when the otisnok if we set up on the karka oil? So then, it draws so much iniki from the karka elom, it's considered as if it had been rooted in the karka elom, as if it had been mamish, mushresh in the karka elom. Even though, I mean, you see, it's detached from the karka elom, but on account of the abundant iniki that the otzitz nokuv draws from the karka elom, when it stands on the karka elom, it's so as long as it was al gabi yisaydes, it was not mechuber to the karka. The moment you put it on the karka and it becomes encountered with the karka, it becomes mushres. So chayiv mishum teilish. This is what the Gemara says. Now Rashi says chayiv mishum teilish din enene shuv mireyach hakarka vilin yired hay chayiv lav davke elo oser. It doesn't mean chayiv, but it means oser. Mishum didomeli teilish. No, so some Miforshim point out that Rashi did not have the girsay Vatilish Mimenu Bishabis Chayev Chatos. But Vatilish Mimenu Bishabis Chayev. Because if he had Girse, Vatilish Mimenu Bishabis Chayev Chatos, how could he say it's only the Rabbanon? Chayev Chatos, Chatos, not Chayev and Rabbanon. But he had Girse, and there are some Svorim who have the Girse Chayev. So Mimele, he said, Chayev doesn't mean Chayev Chatos, it means Makas Maros. And here, when he says, Mechayev Mishutilish, it doesn't mean Mechayev Chatos Mishutilish. Mechayev Makas Maros Mishutilish. So chayev mishmiteya, chayev makas maldus mishmiteya. Why? Believe me, the high chayev lav dafke, also mishmidom litelish. The chayev mamishkomal, litzerech chashor rabbonon, chashor rabbon is a chorus of skill mishim kinuach. So why did they say, tzri yashor lubi asobit, muta likaneyo bo? Monefshech, hatilish menu bishabes, is chayev chatos, because when the tzreir is like a notislok, the tzreir that tells us, it's like a notislok. So when, as long as it lies on the karko elon, so it's mechuber. The moment he picks it up and he uses it like a nuach to clean himself, so that's like he nichel gabi yisaydes. So he's stalish. So if it's chayv chatos, it's nisad reise. How can the gemore be matia? And he's a rice, he's a loch of the rice, he's a chorus, he's a skill, he should come to Abrius. And he's a rabbonon, so come to Abrius is there. So this is what Rashi says. Linear the high high of love dafke, a loosa, mishim the domely tailish, the high of mamishkoma, litzir rechishor rabbonon is a chorus, a skill, and mishim kibach. So it means only the rabbonon. And Taisves agrees with Rashi. The Nichel Gabi say this, Mechayev Shutilish, Hai Mechayev Makas Mardus Midrabonon, Kedikirish Mikuntres, Midishor Rishlonish. So in other words, so it's only the Rabbanon. So what does it mean? According to Rashi and Tisves, that the Tzitznok of HaMunach HaGabi Yisaydes is also Tud Mechuber. So Mimele, when you pick up an Tzitznok from the Karka Elom and you put it on Gabi Yisaydes, Midrai say you're not Elish, because before it was Mechuber LeKarka, now it's still Mechuber LeKarka. But with the Rabbanon, there is an Isser of Telesh. Why? Because there is more of an abundant Yenike when it stands on the Karka Elom than when it stands on Yisidis. I mean, this is a Mitzias. So Mele Midrabonon, because he reduced the Yenike to a minimum, so that involves an Isser Rabbon. But it's not an Isser Reis. It's not an Isser Reis. The Rambam, Paskins, that or this lokuf amunach al gabi karak and nichal gabi yisaydes chayev chatos. So he's chelik on Rashi and Tesis. And it's not only that the Rambam is chelik on Rashi, but in Rashi itself, the first lotion is like the Rambam. Because at the end, Rashi says, V'li nire de hay chayev lav davke, aloso, mishum didomo litelish, di chayev mamish koma, litzerech yichashore rabonon, is a chorus of skiller. So he says, Vilinire. What do you mean, Vilinire? And who was, until now, whose shite was it? So it was somebody else's pshat. Why? Because Rashi here, before, in explaining Rish Lakish's din, Tzreya Sholo Beyasobi Mutali Kaneabo, Vatilish Menu Bishabis Chayev Chatos. So, of course, we have to say that Rashi wasn't Geres, Vatilish Menu Bishabis Chayev Chatos. Vatilish Menu Bishabis Chayev. But Rashi, in the first pshat, he assumed that Vatilish Menu Bishabis Chayev means Chayev Chatos, even though he wasn't Geres Chatos. But he assumed in the first pshat, Chayev Chatos. So the question is, so why is Mutal Kaneyabo? If it's an Itin Raise, how is it Mutal Kaneyabo? So Rashi explained it on the basis of Dovah Shin Mishab. Mutal Kaneyach, then Mishab and Mislech. Umutal Alochik Rab Shimei. Vatilish menu Mishab and Chayim. So then Rashi rejects that Pshat. Why? But what's wrong with that pshat that it means the raise and it's mutal kaneir be because it's a dovashim mischavim? No, so we could not say it's dovashim mischavim because maybe rabshimim b'psikreishe. And here, since it was mechuber when it's tent al gabi karka, and then when he picks it up and he puts it al gabi seides, so it becomes dovash. So it's a psikreishe that by lifting it up, he must be Telesh. He is not Mischam to be Telesh. It doesn't concern him. Let it be Tomush, let it be Mechuba. What does he care? He wants to use it for cleaning himself. So he is not Mischam to be Telesh from the Karaka. But the fact is that by lifting it, So he is mischavin to lift it, and by lifting it, he puts it al gabi yisaydes. So he is stealing. So it's a psikreishe. So made Reb Shimon a psikreishe. So that's why Rashi rejects the first pshat. So what's the first pshat? So the first pshat apparently accords with the sheet of the Och that psikreishe liyich beslei lechol apoches liyaisei is in mischavin, and here it's liyich beslei. But Rashi rejects it because Rashi the sheet of Sida fine hey. That Rashi says, "V'chim eider Reb Shimon b'psikreishe b'psikreishe liyich beslei." So Rashi shita is that psikreishe liyich beslei is considered mischave midrais. That's why Rashi rejected. But the first pshat in Rashi, according to the shita of the Och, according to the shita of the Och, he midrais le. So even though with the Rabbanon it doesn't accord, so Mimele, since it's only in the Rabbanon, so come with Abrius, he's there. So that's the first. That's the first lotion in Rashi. So then Rashi says, "Milini red high chayev lavdavke." Elo also mishum double itelish di chayev mamish komer litzirech yichashore rabboni sakoras uskile. What do we say? Davashin mischavim, but it's psikreishe. So what do we say? Psikreishe liich beslei. Rashi shiteis psikreishe liich beslei is mischavim midraise. But the first lotion. So mimele. Now the Rambam, paskul satilish meno bishabes chayev chatos. Now, Ligabi Kenuach, he doesn't discuss it altogether, the Rambam. He doesn't discuss it. But he could agree that it's Mutalikanei Abay, because the Rambam could agree with the first Lashon Rashi, that Rashi rejects, because it's a Psikhesh Eloich Pesrei. But anyway, the Rambam says, in respect to Tzriya Sholo B'yasovim, Hatil Shemenu B'Shabe, so it's not only Chayim Makas Mardus, it's Chayim Chatos, and in respect to Notis Nokuv, Hamunach al gabi karka, and then in Nichal gabi Yisaydes, the Rambam says he is chayev ichatos. So that means that the Rambam shita is now Rashi and Teisves. They say that it's only chayev makas mardus. So their shita is that otzisnoku hamunach al gabi Yisaydes. Otzisnoku hamunach al gabi Yisaydes is also mechura. Is also mechura. So Mimele, when he picks up the otisnoku from the karaka, where it was mechuber, and then he puts it on the seides, where it's still mechuber, so he's not chayim echatos, but only osam rabbonon. But the Rambam passes that he's chayim echatos. Now, the din of Chish Lakish, Tzchiyah Sholu B'Yasovim, Hatil Shmer Chayev, so that the Rambam mentions in Perik Ches Melech Shabbos Halachi Gimel. The din of Abaye of Papise, who was living in Milse, who he munachal gabi karke, v'nichal gabi yisaydes, Michayev Mishum Teleish, the Rambam Paskos in Perik Ches Melech Shabbos Halachi Dalet. So the Rambam says, Gav Shushi Shalofo, Sholu B'Yasovim, Higbi Omal Oretz, V'nichal gabi yisaydes, that's it, erotis lokov. So in the show munachal gabi karake, v'nichal gabi yisaydes, chayev mishum teileish, that not makis vardus. So that means that the Rambam shiti is, there is a machleket between the Rambam on one hand and Rashi and Teisves on the other hand. Rashi and Teisves both say that chayev is makas mardus, but chatos is not chayev. So Rashi shiti and Teisves shiti in Shabbos, that the Aleph is, that the Tznok Vamunach Gavi say this is also mechudim. But the Rambam says that he's chayev echatos, so that means only and when it's tokuf is munach al gabi karke, it's mechuber. But when it's munach al gabi yisaydes, it's tolush. So that's the Rambam shite. So mele we would expect the Rambam, since the Rambam passes here that it's tokuf amunach al gabi yisaydes is tolush, that if zroim peiris grow in a notis tokuf amunach al gabi yisaydes, I'll say this. Let's say you put a notis snokuf on a support, and then you put that support on the karaki, so that it's not small. Notis snokuf hamunach al gabi yisaydes, where it's a virikom afsik. So that the Rambam shita is that it is tosh. So mainly, if peres will grow in the notis snokuf hamunach al gabi yisaydes, that will be potter of trumas ma'isres. And the Rambam in Berkveis of Bikurim paskins that peiris that grow, if bigagu bechure, So that is not a snokuf. It's munach al gabi yiseides. So the Rambam paskens that it's chayu bikurim. It's true that the Rambam paskens there, if it's an ordinary snokuf, not in the gag, so then it's potter bikurim because of a special aloche. The Gemara in Menachos Daf Yudalet mentions mi'artzechom mi'mufchosher mi'artzechom. So there is the price says that even the pears that grow in on a mountain. So a potter of bikurim because it's not mufcher shebi'artzecho. So mele a regular otis nokuf not bigag uvichuve. So it's not mufcher shebi'artzecho. So it's potter of bikurim. Mashenki bigag uvichuve. Then it's mufcher shebi'artzecho. So then it is chayev. But it's still chayev because it's vichuve at the karak. So that means that the Rambam paskens that a tznokuf hamunach al gabi yiseides is chayiv mikurim. It's chayiv mitrumas ha'maisres. If it's chayiv mikurim, it's chayiv mitrumas ha'maisres as well. Now the Rambam in Perek Beis of Bikurim. Perek Beis of Bikurim. Halochetes. Hagodil biotzitz. Achal pishu unokuf. Vagodil bisvino. Eni meivim imenu kolika. Shalema be'arzo. So it has to be mimufcha shebi'artzecho. So Agodu Bahar also, Etane says that it's potter bikurim. Abu maybe Agodu Bigago Bichube, because then Bimtzias it's mufcha shebi'artzecho. So the reason is why regular otzitz is potter and gago chube, not a regular otzitz, a chayev, has nothing to do with the din of the status of otzitz nokum. It's a special aloche in bikurim. It has to be mufcha shebi'artzecho. So if it's a regular otzitz in a small kele or in a svino, then it's not mufrasha be'artzecho because pears that grow in a pot so are not so good. But mashenkin, if it's good will be gag, even though it has the same din like otzitz nokuf hamunach al gabi yiseides, so that's mufrasha be'artzecho, so he's chayev. But the question is, according to Bishleime, if the Rambam had agreed with the Shita of Rashi and Tesis that when you pick up an otzitz nokuf that is munach al gabi karkeilo and you put it al gabi yiseides, so you are only chayiv makas mardus because even al gabi yiseides it remains mechuber, so then we can understand. But the Rambam paskens that when you pick up an otzitz nokuf that is munach al gabi karka and you put it al gabi yiseides, you are chayiv mechatos. So that means only when it's set up on the karka it's mechuber. But when it's set up on yiseides, it is tolush. So if it's tolush, so it should be potter of trumas ha'maisres or bikurim. And here the Rambam paskens that not a snokuf, it's chayev in mitzvah satluis gorim. That's the kashya. So my father mentions a very fundamental yisod, a very important yisod. Now there is a mishneh in uktzin. Pergveis of Uktzin Mishnetes, Kishesh and Otobotis, cucumbers that were planted in an otis, Vigdilo, and then it became very big, Vyotis Chutlotis, and it extended above the rims of the pot. Tail. Now Mechuber is not Mikabutume, only Tolush is Mikabutume. So here it says tail. In other words, that it has a din of Mechuber. Omer Reb Shimon, Mativo. So according to the Nekame, all the zroim, all the cucumbers in the otzitz, even the cucumbers that extend above the rim of the otzitz, also have a din of mechuga. Omer Reb Shimon, Mativo litayir la'atomi bitumosei va'atoya yochet. So Reb Shimon says it depends. Those cucumbers that are confined within the otzitz that do not extend above, that do not protrude above the rims of the otzitz, they have a din of tosh, but those that come out, so that he has a din of mechuber. Those that come out have a din of mechuber and it's done. Matimo v'tayir la'atome b'tumosim v'atoyoch. Now here there is a machlekes, a fundamental machlekes between the Rash and the Rambam's pshat in the Pirush HaMishnah. The Rash, and same thing, and that's the shite of Rashi and Teisves in Chum Daf Kuf Chof Ches, because the Gemara in Chum Daf Kuf Chof Ches cites this Mishnah. So Rashi and Teisves in Chum Daf Kuf Chof Ches, the Rash, the Raivet, they all apply the Mishnah to not to chain them. Now the Mishnah doesn't say Kishu Shenot Abotis, that if cucumbers were planted in an otis, what kind of an otis? Otis nokov or otis sheni nokov? So Rashi, Teisves, the Rash, the Raivet, they all say that that this Mishnah is referenced to otis sheni nokov. So otis sheni nokov certainly has a din of tosh. So it's mikabel to me. An otis sheni nokov. So it's certainly mikabel to me. So kishe shenot abotis. So if it wasn't igdilo, then certainly it would be toya. So it certainly would be tome if it wouldn't igdilo. If it hadn't been igdilo, so it's tomish, it's not shilinokov, so it's mikabel tome. So it would be tome. But here the otishin desroim in the otishinokov protruded beyond the otis and the areapniavi. So the igdilo viotis chutzlotis. So Reb Shimon, so the Tanakhama says that all the cucumbers in the otzit, even though it's an otzit shenokuv, but on account of the fact that the cucumbers protruded and extended beyond the otzit, so me'avir korobu, so me'mele through the avir, they draw unique from the karka elam. When do we say that an otzit shenokuv? So is not mechuber. Why? Why is it not shin nokuf tosh? Because if it's nokuf, so through the hole in the pot, it draws unique from the kakeilo. But if it's an unperforated pot, so then it draws the unique only from the soil in the pot. It doesn't draw unique from the kakeilo, from the soil in the kakeilo. Mashein kein. So that is only if the zroim in the oti shin nokuf are very small, are very low. Mashenkin, if it grows out and becomes very big and it extends above the rims of the pot and it's re'epniavir, so then we say if it is godel chutzlotzit, so it's me'avire korobu, and on account of the fact that it's re'epniavir, it can draw yinike through the nave, it can draw yinike from the karka elom. So true, it cannot draw yinike through the nekev, but here it has all the space in the world, because the zroim became so large and they protruded outside the pot and they bulge out outside the pot. So the melee through the nave, they draw the unique from the karka. So the Tanakhama says, so according to Rashi's pshat and Teisa's pshat and the Rashi pshat and the Raivet pshat, so even not each enough, once it goes lechutz the otzit. So we say Ma'avire Korobo, and it draws the unique from the Karka Elom. So then a Notz Shilinokov has the same status as Notz Slokov. So the Nafkimine between a Notz Slokov and Notz Shilinokov is in regard to the case where the Zroim are very low and they are confined within the pot. So then if it's Notz Slokov, so it draws unique to the Nekev. If it's Notz Shilinokov, so it draws the unique only from the sand, from the soil in the pot, not from the Karka Elom. Omar, that's the Tanakame. Omar Rabbi Shimon. So according to Tanakame, we say Ma'avir Korobu, and that affects not only the cucumbers that are Yetzel Chutz, but even the cucumbers that are confined within the Otzit also draw unique and become Mechuber. So Mimele they are Toy. Omar Rabbi Shimon, Mativo Litair, El Atome Bitumose, Vatoya Yochel. Only the cucumbers that go out, that grow, that extend outside, that is a din of the mechuber because of Ma'avire Korobu. But those cucumbers that are still inside, they do not have a din of mechuber, they have a din of tolush, so mele they can be mikabel tome. Naturally, we pass like Tanakhama. But according to the according to the Rashi Pshat, and the Raimi Pshat, Rashi Pshat, Teisa Pshat, so Tanakami is saying the Mishnah is referenced to Notzi Sheni Nokuf, and the halacha is that even Notzi Sheni Nokuf, once it is Yetzer Lechutz, so then the Zroim become Mechuber, even in Notzi Sheni Nokuf. But the Rambam applies the Mishnah to Notzi Sheni Nokuf. In other words, so in the case of a Notzi Sheni Nokuf, so the Rambam would say that it's always mikabel tumi. Always mikabel tumi. Even the cucumbers that extend outside is mikabel tumi, because it's a Notzi Sheni Nokuf. But here the Mishnah has reference to a case of cucumbers that were planted in Notzi Sheni Nokuf. So the Chiddush by the Tanakam, so until it was Igdilo, so then it goes without saying that the cucumbers that did not extend outside, they draw all the Yinike through the Nekev from the Karka Elom, some of Melech, that it did not be Mechuber, and it's not Mechabel Tume. But I could have something I talk that the cucumbers that extend outside the path, so they get their Yinike from the Avir and the not from the Karka Elom, so that they should not have a din of the Mechuber. So the Nakami tells us, no, Kishi Shinot Abot is the deal of Yotz Lechutz, Afal Pishi Yotz Lechutz, so he's still there. Now, the Rambam, in Perik Beis, Mehilches Tuma Sochlin, mentions that Mishnah. Perik Beis, Mehilches Tuma Sochlin, הלוכה טס כישה שנוטו בעוציץ והגדילו אף על פי שיוצא חוץ לעוציץ אינו מקבל אסתומי ויוציץ שהוא נוקוף כדי שייצא בישיר השקוטן הרי הוא כארץ והנטוע בי אינו מקבל תומי והנטוע בי אינו מקבל תומי וכן אם היו במים אינו מכשיר so כישה שנוטו בעוציץ והגדילו אף על פי שיוצא חוץ לעוציץ. In other words, needless to mention, if lo yotzo chutz lehotzitz, so it certainly ain't a mikabel estumi. But af al pi she yotzo chutz lehotzitz, it still ain't a mikabel estumi. So he says, Omer Avrom ein kan af al pi, elo kivin she yotzo chutz lehotzitz. So all the mefoshim point out is the Raivet l'shitosei and the Rambam l'shitosei. The Raivet explains the Mishnah in Uktzin, like the Rash, that the Mishnah is referenced in Notzi Sheni Nokuf. So mele the Chiddush of the Tanakame in the Mishnah is that even Notzi Sheni Nokuf, which is Tolush. So when is it the Temedin of Tolush? As long as it's confined within the pot. So then it gets all the Yenike from the soil in the pot. So mele it's Tolush. So it's Mikabel Tume. Mashe'in Kein, if the Zroim extend, and it's Re'ep Ne'avir, then they start getting the Yenike from the Karka Elom, Me'avir Ekorobu. So through the Avir, they start getting Yenike from the Karka Elom, so then even Notzi Sheni Nokuf becomes a Mechuber. So according to the Rambam had agreed with the Raimez Pshat in the Mishneh, the Rashtab in the Mishneh, then the Rambam should say, Kishe Shenotol Botzis V'Yigdilo, Kibon Sheyotzes Chutz Lotzis. Now, only because it's Yotzes Chutz Lotzis. But if it's not Yotzes Chutz Lotzis, it's an Otzi Sheni Nokuf. Otzi Sheni Nokuf is Tolush, it should be Mikabel Tume. But Kibon, but the Rambam says, Afal Pi Sheyotzes Chutz Lotzis, so the Raimez is Masik. Ein Kan Afal Pi. Elokim Sheyotzes Chutz Lotzis. But what's the Teretz on the Rambam? The Raivet agrees with the Pshat of the Rash, but the Rambam agrees with his own Pshat in the Pirush HaMishneh, that here the Mishneh is referenced to Notzis Nokuf, and by Notzis Sheni Nokuf, he will always remain Tolush. But only in Notzis, the Mishneh is referenced to Notzis Nokuf. So the Mishneh tells us a Chiddush that the Zroim in Notzis Nokuf have a din of a Mechuber, even if they extend. Because I could say that when it extends, so then it gets a certain unique from the other two, so maybe it couldn't be considered to get the whole unique from the Karka Elam to the Nekev. So Kamash will know that despite the fact that the Zroim extended Chutz Leotzit, in as much as it's a Notzis Nokuf, so it remains Mechuber. And everything is mechuber. Not only the cucumbers that are confined within the otzitz, even the cucumbers that extend outside the rims of the otzitz are also mechuber. If it's not, it's not. Whereas Rav Shimon says no, that only the cucumbers that are inside have a din of a mechuber, but the cucumbers that are outside have a din of tarush, even though it's not. Even though it's enough. So this is why the Rambam says kishe shenoto ba'otzitz v'yigdilo aval pi sheyotzo chutz la'otzitz ein mikabel estomi. Now, so that means that the Rambam rejects the whole concept of ma'avir korol. We do not say that in as much as the name, the branches of the otzitz extend outside chutz la'otzitz, so mele it is yene from the karka beneath the nave. We don't say that. But the question is, the Rambam, there is a Gemara. In Gittin, Daf Chof Beis, Gemara in Gittin, Daf Chof Beis, mentions a machlekes between Abai and Rove in regard to the Zroi of an otzitz nokul. Suppose you have a perforated plant, and then in a pot. So, a plant in a perforated pot. And suppose you set it up on the border. This is the pot, let's say. This is the pot. And here is the border between Chutz Loretz and Eretz Yisrael. And you put the pot this way. So the pot stands in Eretz Yisrael. Not three boards, but the branches of the perforated part extend in Chutz Loretz. It is set up mamish near the borderline between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Loretz. Here is Eretz Yisrael, here is Chutz Loretz. You set up the perforated part with a plant in it here, and then the branches bulge, protrude here in Chutz Loretz. So the question is, the pairs on these branches, so are they considered Gidurei Eretz Yisrael or are they considered Gidurei Chutz Loretz? So Abaye says they are considered Gidurei Eretz Yisrael, Nokvei Boretz and Neifei Bechutz Loretz. Abaye Oma Bosa Nokvei Yazlino, Rove Oma Bosa Neifei Yazlino. Why? Because Ma'avir Ekorot. Since the branches bulge out here in Chutz Loretz, so through the Avir they draw Yike from the Karka Chutz Loretz. Me'avir Ekorot. This is how Rove says. And the Rambam paskens like Rove. In the Kalev Milchestrum is Halocha Chotei. The Rambam paskens like Rove. Otzi tznokuf, shehoyo b'izera, shaloi hishrish, voyoi kri boretz, v'nei v'chutz loretz, hilchen achani. Why me'avir ekor? Like Rove. So that means that the Rambam also passes like that the Aloha of Ma'avir Ekorov. And because of that, so even though the plant is set up on the Eretz Yisrael Karki, but the branches would bulge out in Chutz Loretz, so we say Ma'avir Ekorov and it gets it, and it's considered like Dulei Chutz Loretz. So Ma'avir Ekorov. So how is it that the Rambam rejects the pshat of the Rash? The Rash applies the Mishnah of Kishesh, Shenot Abortis, Vigdil of Yotachutz Lortis. So the Rash says that it has reference to Otzitz Sheinenokov. Still, so it's Tosh, but the moment it bulges out, so then Avirikorobu, it becomes Mechuber, even Otzitz Sheinenokov. The Rambam says in the case of an Otzitz Sheinenokov, it cannot become Mechuber. But we see that the Rambam himself passes that it does become mechuber, that if it's nokvei boretz, v'neivei chutz boretz, so it's considered like peres chutz boretz. So it's considered mechuber mechutz boretz, not mechuber Eretz Yisrael. So my father says a very simple yisod. So he says that they are took in regard to trumes u'maisres. The question is not whether it's mechuber to karka Eretz Yisrael or it's mechuber to karka chutz boretz. That's not important. We're not concerned whether it's mechuber to karka Eretz Yisrael or to karka Chutz Loretz. We are concerned what kind of gedulim are they? Are they gedulei Eretz Yisrael or are they gedulei Chutz La'aretz? Now, what determines as to whether they are gedulei Eretz Yisrael or gedulei Chutz La'aretz where the source of Yenike is? If the source of Yenike is Eretz Yisrael, then the Zroim are gedulei Eretz Yisrael. If the source of Yenike is Chutz La'aretz, so then they are gedulei Chutz La'aretz. So the Rambam passes like Rove that we say Ma'avirik Rove. So that's only Ligabi Tumis and Maisis. Ligabi Tumis and Maisis, Ligabi Bikurim. So there it's a question of Gidulei Eretz or Gidulei Chutz La'aretz. So we say, if a Nazi stands in Eretz Yisrael, and he set up on the Karkat Yisrael, and the branches bulge out the nave, bulges out in Chutz La'aretz, so we say, Ma'avirik Rove, and it was its Yenike from the Karke where the nave bulges, extends. So mainly it was the Yenike from the Karke Chutz La'aretz. And as long as it draws the Yenike from the Karke Chutz La'aretz, so the Gedulim, the Peris, are Peris Chutz La'aretz. So it's a spot there. So it is spot there. And that's the reason. So Mashenke, Ligabi, Tukavolestume, there it's a question. There the Aloch is, Mechuber is not Mikavotume. Only Tolush is Mikavotume. So Tume Avirik Orobu, it gets its Yenike, but Mechuber it isn't. Mechuber it isn't. But Otsutz Nokuf, some Mele we can answer. So we can answer, we had two kashas against the Rambam. One kasha against the Rambam is the Rambam in Cheshavis Perik Ches. The Rambam says that if somebody picked up an Otsutz Nokuf that was lying on the Karka, and he put it, Al-Gabi, he said this is Chayev Echatos. Not like Rashi and Tesis who say it's only Chayev Makas Maus. So that means that the Tznok of Amunach HaGavi say this is a Tolush. So the question is, if it's a Tolush, so if Peres go and the Tznok of Amunach HaGavi say this, it should be Potter of Tumis and Maizres, it should be Potter of Bikurim, and the Rambam Paschus and Peri Veis Bikurim, the Tznok of Amunach HaGavi say this, or the Tznok of that is Bigard Bechumbo, so it's Chayim Bikurim, that means it's Chayim Bikurim, it's Chayim Tumis and Maizres, but it's Tolush, so why is it Chayim in Tumis and Maizres? The answer is, we got it Tumis and Maizres, we are not concerned with the question as to whether it's Bechumbo or Tolush. We are only concerned whether it gets Yenike from the Karka. So what you spoke about, Munach HaGavi say this, since it is in Ekev, so through the Ekev, as Rashi says here, it absorbs the lachluches, it absorbs certain things. So memele the yenike, it gets from the kark. So it's gidulei Eretz Yisrael. That's why an otzisnokuf penis that go in an otzisnokuf in Eretz Yisrael, Amunach HaGavi say this in Eretz Yisrael, in view of the fact that it draws yenike from the karka, so it's chayim tumis ma'isra, it's chayim mikurim. Mashein kiligabi Shabbos. So the chiyuv is mishum telish minam chuber. So as long as the otzis was lying on the karka ilom, so not only did it draw yenike from the karka ilom, it was considered attached to the karka ilom. But the moment you pick it up and you put it on the support and you say this, so then yenike still continues to draw from the karka ilom beneath, in spite of the fact that avirik or mafsik, but mechuber it isn't. Mechuber it isn't. So memele, since mechuber it isn't, so it becomes dolush. So is chayev echatos. So that's the teretz on the first kashi against the Rambam. I mean the kashi against the Rambam in Perek Ches Hilchos Shabbos. Ligabe ot tznokuf shemunach al gabi karka veinicha al gabi seide. So is chayev echatos. So then the other kashi against the Rambam is how can the Rambam say, how can the Rambam reject the Rash Pshat in Kishesh Shenot Abotis, Migdul Yotzachut Votis? So the Rash says, the Rash derived it. And the Rash intends to say, it has reference to Otzi Sheninov. So still the Mishnah tells us that if it extended and bulges outside, so Ma'avirei Korobu, and it becomes Mechuber, and the Rambam says, no, it doesn't become Mechuber. But the Rambam, Ligabei, the Machlekes, Abayim Rove, he passes like Rove, that Otzi Snoku, that Nokvei Boretz, Vinefei Bechutz Boretz, so he's Potter of Trumus and Maizres. Why Ma'avirei Korobu? So the answer is, over there, it depends upon Yenike. So Ma'avirei Korobu implies that it gets in the from the Chutzlaret. Some maybe it's getting to the Chutzlaret, so it's part of Tumas Amaisres. But Mechuber it is still but Mechuber it cannot be to the Karke where the nave bulges out. So Mele, if the Kishes was not to Borti Sheinenokov, even though the cucumber is extended, Chutz Lortzit, they cannot be considered as Mechuber to the place where they extended. Because Avirei Korobu only implies that there is Yinike, not that it becomes Mechuber. Not becomes Mechuber. Now, there is the Mishnei Nuktzin. The Mishnei Nuktzin, the same Mishnei Nuktzin that says, not the same Mishnei, but the next Mishnei. This Mishnei of Kishes is Perik Beis of Uktzin Mishnei Tes. And then Mishnah Yud says, "Otzitz nokuf in machsheres azroim, v'sheini nokuf machsheres azroim. Kamu yishure shel nekev kli sheyitze beisheresh kopi. Milu ofo atzvosei hariu kitavle sheim olazbis." So what does it mean? Kitavle sheim olazbis and mimele. So itavle sheim olazbis and it's not machsheres azroim. It's not machsheres azroim. So that means that if so, sheini nokuf is machsheres azroim. So if the plan, if the pot has no nekev, so then it's tolush. But suppose it is. Suppose he fills up the whole pot that has no nekev, with offer, and up to the top of the rim with offer. So then, even though it has no nekev, so then we consider that part like a tavle, like a board that has no rims. So that means, so it's not machsheres azroim. So that means that the Mishnah is telling us that even if there is no nekev, but if you just have a shulayim, you just have a tavle, a flat tablet you have, without any rims, and then you put offer on it. So even though the tablet has no nekev, so it's considered mechuber. This is so milu offer atzvosei hariyu kitavle oshe ein lo lazbis. Now with that, there is another kasha against the Rambam. The Rambam mentions the aloche of tzrei yosholu beyasovi. So atelish men chayev. Why? Because it's mechuber. Now there is a machlekes reshenim, because some reshenim say that only cheres requires a nekev in order to be considered mechuber. But eitz, even sheini nokuf, has a din like nokuf. The other sheini will say just the reverse, that only eitz requires a nekev to be considered mechuber. But cheres, even sheini nokuf, has a din like nokuf. I mean, the shittes Rambam is that both require a nekev. Beini klishal eitz, beini klishal cheres require a nekev. And if there is no nekev in the pot, whether it's of earthenware, the pot is an earthenware pot, or it's a wooden pot, so it's tosh. So the kashi is raised against the Rambam in view of the fact that the Rambam shiti is that not only an earthenware pot requires a nekev in order to be considered mechuber, but even a wooden pot requires a nekev in order to be considered mechuper. So why does the Rambam say in Perik Ches Milcha Shabbos hatelish? As it says, tzrei yosholu beyasovim hatelish men chayev. You should say tzrei yosheyish binekev sholu beyasovim hatelish men chayev. He doesn't say tzrei yosheyish binekev hatelish men chayev. So that means even if the tzrei, a log of wood, asovim grew on a log of wood, and the log of wood has no nekev, so it's still hatelish men chayev. But according to the shittes ha'teisves, that Nekev is a requirement only in Ikli Cheres, it's not a requirement in Ikli Eitz. So you understand? But the Rambam Shitti is that Nekev is a requirement in Ikli Eitz too. And a wooden pot that is not perforated, so the Zroim are not considered Mechuber in that pot. So here, the Rambam should say, and the Rambam doesn't say Tzreyo sheyesh bi nekev sholu beyasovim, but Tzreyo sholu beyasovim, even if it has no nekev. But if it has no nekev, so it's an otzi sheini nokuv, and otzi sheini nokuv is tolush. So even while it was lying on al gavi karke, so it was tolush, it was in the chuber. So when you are tilish na tolush, you are tilish na chuber. So why is chayev? So again, so my father says on that, so he mentions this Mishnah. Molu ofor atzvosei, hareyu kitavle shein lo lasbis. Hareyu kitavle shein lo lasbis. So in other words, so when do we say that an otitz nokov, that if it's, there is no nekev, so then it does not have a din of mechubea, it only has a din of mechubea if it has a nekev. But if it does not have a nekev, it does not have a mechuber, if it is a chaleishem kele. Masheinkin, if it does not have a chaleishem kele, so then without a nekev, it's considered mechuber. Without a nekev, it's considered mechuber. Why? So the pshat is as follows. Now, there is a kashe. The Afiki Yam asks a kashe, how do we say that not it's nokov? How do we say that a notis nokov is a notis nokov is so it's considered mechuber and it's chay b'tumis ma'isres, the plants that grow in notis nokov, but only the zroim? Why is it considered mechuber? Because it draws yinike from the karka elom, but it certainly draws yinike from the offer in the patu. I mean, you can say that when you plant certain things, certain peres in a pot, in a whether it's a perforated pot or an unperforated pot, that it draws all the yinike only from the karkeilom, and from the soil in the pot itself, it doesn't draw yinike. It certainly draws yinike from the soil in the pot too. You couldn't just put an empty pot, an empty perforated pot on the karkeilom and get peres. So apparently, you have to resort, it has to draw certain unique from the sand in the patu. So true that it draws unique from the karka ilon, so then it should be like ilon she miktsosei bo'oretz u miktsosei b'chutz lo'oretz. So the aloha is tevel v'chum u'rovim ze bo'zeh. So the afikiyam is the kashe, so every otis noku, true, what does Rashi say? That through the nekev. With the neck, it was unique. Rashi here, Daftari K. Through the neck, it was unique. Davik in Chuba, the Yenik Nakarke, Al Yanekev, Shemiriach Lachluches Akarke. So it was unique from the Karka, even through the neck. But it was unique from the offer in the Patu. So it should have the same thing. Like Elon Shemiksosi Boretz, Miksosi Bechutz Loretz, Tevu Bechum, Rovin Zebaze. And the halacha is otis nokuf. It's not tevel chum. It's mamish tevel. It's tevel completely. It's not tevel chum. That's the afiki yam's kasha. So what is the teretz? What is the teretz? The teretz is that the halacha is that when it's an otis nokuf and it's yenik the yenike, and it draws yinike from the karka ilom, so not only the zroim become mechuber to the karka ilom, the offer in the pot also becomes mechuber. Now suppose, as I, the example I mentioned before, suppose you detach a cloud of earth from the karka ilom, and then you throw it on the karka ilom again. Will you say that this cloud of earth that is detached is al pidin tolush? No. Even though it's detached, if it's lying on the karka ilom, it is considered mechuber to the karka ilom. Sometimes you find some sand in the karka ilom that is naturally detached. And let's say on the beach. So it's naturally detached. So even if you detached a clod of earth from the karka ilom, then you throw it back on the karka ilom, So it becomes mechuber, even though it's detached from the kaakeilom. So the halacha is that when you have an otis nokuf, so all the zoyim that grow in that part are considered mechuber. So not only the zoyim are considered mechuber, not only the zoyim are considered mechuber, but even the offer is considered mechuber. So meile, it's not considered. So it's not every mechuber of zebze. Because the offer is also part and parcel of the karkeilon. That's the halacha of otzis nokuf, that everything becomes mechuber. So mimele, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, melu ofer atzvasei, even though it's a ini nokuf, so it's tolush. So why is it considered tolush? Because it's lying in a keli. But if it is in a nekev, so even though it's lying in a keli, so then it's considered mechuber. Mashenke, if it's not nokuf, so then it's not mechuber because it's lying in the kele. But suppose you take a board, not a kele, a board without any rims, and you put offer on it, and then you put that board, that log of wood, that on top of it you have wood and you have offer. So you put that log of wood on the karka, then it will be considered like an otis nokuf, even though there is no nekef in that board. Because the only reason as to why an eini nokuf is not considered mechuber is because it's lying in it, it's mancha mikade. So memele, it cannot be considered mechuber. But if it doesn't have a shemkele, if it's a flat thing, a flat board without any rims, then it doesn't have a shemkele, so then it's considered mechuber even without the nekev. And this is the Mishneh, molu ofer atzvasei, ariyu kitav l'shein lo lazbis. Ariyu kitav l'shein lo lazbis. And as a matter of fact, there is a tisefte, in Uktzi, perveiz, ligabi mayim, not ligabi zroim. Otis nokuf, she nosne al gabi shtei sedis, afin govei amin oretz, amo, eini machshir es azroi. Eini machshir es azroi. So the tisefte, that's the girse here. So then the Iragonu says that in other score in the girse is, otis nokuf, she nosne al gabi sedis, afin govei amin oretz, amo, machshir es azroi. So my father says, apparently, obviously, the Rambam had the girse that the Iragonus mentions in the Tisefte. So what does it mean? Otis nokuf shenosne al gabishtei say this. So in machsheres hazroim, the girse of the Iragonus. Why is machsheres hazroim? Because it's tolush. And not only is it mentioned, the Tisefte mentions that not only ligabi zroim, it mentions ligabi mayim too. It mentions that ligabi, I mean, not the case of otis nokuf, but it mentions ligabe a tablet sheyeshbo sheyeshbo.